Owl Hall by Robert Campbell and Lindsay Clanfield. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2011. Episode 7. A Noise in the Night.
What was that? Martin? Martin, are you in there? Martin, what have you done?
I'm making a fire.
Where's Mum? Is she still inside the house? Please say she's not inside the house.
Kara? Kara, are you all right?
I was...
Shh, you were sleepwalking. Are you all right?
I'm all right. It was a dream.
Here, have some hot chocolate.
Thanks, Mum.
Tell me about your dream.
I was in bed and I heard a noise. I didn't know what it was, so I went downstairs and I walked out into the courtyard. It was dark outside, but there was a strange orange light in the sky. I started running, as fast as I could, past the cottage and down the path towards the barn. As I came closer, I could hear the noise getting louder, and the light was getting brighter. And then I could see. The barn was on fire. I tried to get inside, but there was too much heat. Then I heard the sound of an alarm coming from the house. I ran back and Owl Hall was on fire. There were flames in all the windows and in the middle of the courtyard.
Go on, I'm listening.
Martin was sitting on the ground.
Martin?
He was watching the fire. I asked him where you were, Mum. I asked if you were still in the house. And he looked at me with horror in his eyes. He got up and he ran into the building. Then I saw him at one of the upstairs windows. He was holding out his hand to me. Then the roof collapsed and Martin disappeared and I woke up.
Kara, it's all right. I've asked Howard to come and see us tomorrow.
Oh no, he's spooky.
Howard is a friend. So I want you to be nice to him. Is that okay?
Okay. Martin, are you awake?
No.
I just had a terrible dream.
I know.
How do you know?
I was in it, remember? Why didn't you come into the house with me?
I
held out my hand to you, but you didn't come.